This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial here, 1310 WIBA. Great opportunity right now. If you've got questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can learn more about Klaus Financial on their website, klausfinancial.com. That's KLAASfinancial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number, 442-5637. And the number to get on the air with your question, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Joined this morning by Malia Cuevas and Nate Bribey. Guys, how are we doing today?
Really good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Malia, Nate, welcome to the program. How are you doing on this overcast morning?
Thanks, Sean. Happy to be here.
It's great to have both of you, and we are going to be talking, as always, very timely, very important conversation. We're going to be talking about volatility in the markets and how to deal with that when it comes to your portfolio, and we'll be doing that in just a moment. A couple of things, too, as we talk with Malia and Nate this week. Great opportunity for your question at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Also an opportunity to win a great prize this week, a chance to win a $25 gift card to Cabela's. Our friends at Klaus Financial have provided that $25 gift card with the Klaus Quiz question of the week. We'll do that a little bit later on in the program. Little tip, listen closely to the show, and both the question and answer typically come up during our conversation. And before we start talking about volatility, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz question of the week and get the question and the answer as well.
Yeah, so last week we had a great conversation about the need for everyone to take a look at their own estate planning and look at perhaps getting a will or a trust or a revision perhaps. It's always a good thing every 3 to 5 years maybe to take a look at what you've said you want to have happen to your goods and assets and just kind of make sure it still makes sense. So we went with a question last week, and congratulations to Gary of Middleton. He correctly answered this question. According to a 2020 Gallup poll, what percentage of Americans have a will in place? Was it 45% or 70%? Gary correctly answered only 45% have a will in place. So we would urge you to make sure you're one of those people that does have one in place, and let's change those numbers in a positive direction.
That's a really important document to have in place. If you missed, by the way, any part of last week's show, or if this morning maybe you step out to grab some coffee and miss part of the program, you can always listen back online at klausfinancial.com. That's KLAASfinancial.com. Another great option on the website to keep caught up on the podcast, as well as what's going on in the markets, is simply sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Again, just head on over to klausfinancial.com. That's KLAASfinancial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. And of course, as we're planning for retirement and we start to see things like volatility in the markets, a lot of people wonder, how can we best deal with that volatility in our portfolios?
Yeah, this is a common concern for our retirees, and the simple answer is diversification. The more difficult answer is how to mentally handle the waves in the market. So today, especially in the light of the recent volatility and parts of last year, this should be a timely topic. One tip for mentally handling volatility would be to put any changes in perspective, meaning a 10% loss on a $5,000 portfolio is $500. But on a $500,000 portfolio, it's a $50,000 loss. So as your portfolio grows, it's important to keep any volatility in perspective by relating it back to a percent change. So what is diversification? Most people believe in the adage, don't put all your eggs in one basket, meaning we are looking for assets that have a low or negative correlation to each other, meaning when one goes up, the other goes down. As an example, would be the S&P 500 versus investment-grade bonds. According to Guggenheim Investments, over the last 10 years, there is a negative correlation between the two. Now, diversification is not owning Apple stock in three different brokerage accounts. So hopefully that's self-explanatory. Nor is there necessarily a benefit to having three IRAs over just one. This actually may result in security duplication and not diversification. And finally, just because your investments come on different statements does not make them diversified. So by investing in a variety of asset classes, you will help mitigate risk in your portfolio. Howard Markowitz famously said, "Diversification is the only free lunch in investing." Now, diversification will not completely eliminate risk, as market conditions, interest rates, and economic issues will affect your portfolio's returns. Lastly, the most important thing to look at is your asset allocation. Asset allocation refers to percentage of stocks, bonds, and cash that you keep in your portfolio. This is very important because approximately 90% of your expected returns will be a direct result of your allocation. A common option we see is utilizing age-based asset allocation or using lifestyle or target date funds, especially if you are in the accumulation phase. An age-based asset allocation fund are portfolios that steadily reduce your equity exposure over time as you get closer to retirement based on your age. A lifestyle or a target date fund are very common in 401k plans at your work, such as the Vanguard 2030 fund or similar others. These funds assume you retire in the year provided and will steadily reduce your risk over time as you get closer to that date. While sometimes these can work as a standardized solution for your asset allocation, it does not consider your individual circumstances. So generally, within 5 to 8 years of retirement, we like to see portfolios customized to your specific situation.
Talking this morning with Nate Bribe and Malia Cuevas of Klaas Financial, the website klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. If you've got questions for Malia or Nate, we'd love to get you on the air this morning at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can learn more about Klaas Financial on their website, klaasfinancial.com, and their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. It is complimentary. So aside from diversification, what are the other things we need to remember in our retirement planning? What are some of those areas that people might not always think about?
Yeah, so there's many facets of good financial planning, but we have found that aside from diversification, you need to remember the following. As Nate mentioned about the 5 to 8 years before retirement, we like to see you looking at your portfolios and maybe adjusting them according to your own situation. So know your time frame. Amount of time you still have to invest your money should have a major impact on what that current asset allocation is. Again, how much you have in stocks versus bonds versus alternatives versus cash. So what we hear and see quite often is, younger people maybe in their 20s and 30s may have 90 to 100% invested in equities. And yes, they're going to certainly see more swings over time, but they have the time to recap and be fine. When we're dealing with a situation, though, and you're just, as Nate said, 5 to 8 years from retirement, those swings could greatly affect when you actually want to retire. And so what we want to make sure of is your time frame and your risk level are in harmony. So it's funny, especially as we deal with couples sometimes, we might have the male, one partner say, "I want to make as much as I can these last 5 years." And we might have the other partner say, "No, I don't want to lose it before we retire." So we have to have some coordination, and really understanding what your right time frame is important as you adjust your investments. So know your risk profile. So how much loss or volatility can you tolerate? So again, being aggressive just because someone thinks you should be, does you no good if you sell out of your investments when the market is down? That is so, so important, and we'll give you a couple stats on that in a minute. But again, we often hear people say, "Well, my brother-in-law, my colleague at work said I should just sell out when I saw the market go down." It's like, no, we want to make sure you know your own situation. So when we look at stock market history, and we're going to go into a little more detail in a few minutes, it is normal to expect a correction of 15% or more every 2 years, 20% more or more every 3.5 years. Of course, I mean, this, we're only looking at historical references. We don't know what's going to happen in the future, but history has shown us that that's typically the cycles. So the most important point I'm going to make this morning is, do not try to time the market. So I love when the day traders go at it and they tell us how much they made. And I go, okay, but how much did you lose? Yeah. Well, it's kind of like a gambler. We don't always hear about what they lost. We only heard about what they won. And especially when we're dealing with retirement funds, there's amateur investors who try to time it. And, you know, when the market's going really well, things are great. And when it's bottom, you know, hitting a bottom, they don't know how to time it if they get out and try to get back in, because nobody does. So it's good to know that the average return of the S&P 500 over the last 50 years, and this is as of September 2021, that it gained value in 40 of the past 50 years, which has generated an average annual return of 10.9%. So while the average may sound attractive, timing is everything. So if you get in at a high or you get out at a relative low, you're not going to enjoy such returns. In other words, stay invested. And as I said, past returns are not a guarantee of future results. But again, knowing that the stock market has averaged since 1929 about 10% in returns, the opportunity here is to buy a diversified portfolio, manage it according to your needs and your own risk tolerance. Definitely seek professional guidance. That's why we're here today, to make sure that, you know, we want you to be in good hands, whether it's with us or elsewhere, that someone's helping guide you through this journey.
It's been a while, Malia, since I brought up any Simpsons references on the program.
We love those, yeah, though. So,
as you were talking about don't time the market, there's a great scene in the Simpsons movie where Homer's trying to win a truck, and the deal is he's got to take this motorcycle in a cage and do a loop with it, and he goes, gets three tries. The first two he goes and he falls. Second time he goes and he falls, and his daughter Lisa yells to him. He says, "Dad, don't slow down when you're going up. Speed up, speed up." And Homer says, "That's when it's the scariest." And I think for people that are watching their portfolio, when they see some of those fluctuations, they do bad, they make mistakes, because that's when it's the scariest. And it kind of reinforces that importance of that plan, and of course having that feedback and direct guidance.
So we'll just call that a Homer day or something. We're going to have those kind of days.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you.
Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals, Malia Cuevas and Nate Bribe. If you got any questions, love to get you on the air with Malia and Nate right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll talk about, kind of referenced about volatility or correction as you're getting very near to retirement, how you can handle that, what to know about that. In the meantime, love to get your question at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you on the air. You can also learn more about Klaas Financial online, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great resource to learn more about Klaas Financial and their separate divisions. Also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter and their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Klaas Financial. It is complimentary. Again, the number 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with Malia, Nate, and you next as Money in Motion continues here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, Malia Cuevas and Nate Bribe. They come to us from Klaas Financial, the website, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great resource to learn more about Klaas Financial. You can also listen back to previous shows' podcasts and sign up for that weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Just scroll down towards the bottom. You'll see that envelope that says stay current there. You can get signed up. Do what I did. It's a nice little snapshot of what's going on in the markets, as well as a link to the most recent podcast. Again, that at klaasfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial. Get to know your appointment at Klaas Financial. It is complimentary to you. And we do have the phone lines open. If you've got a question for Malia and Nate, we'd love to get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Talking about volatility in the markets. And of course, as you near retirement, people definitely start paying much more close attention to their portfolio on a day-to-day basis sometimes. Let's talk about volatility or a correction that occurs when you're within a couple of years of retirement. What do folks need to know, Nate?
Yeah, this is known as the sequence of return risk and really speaks to the importance of having at least a couple years worth of cash and bonds in your portfolio. So first of all, what is a correction? As Milia mentioned, a correction is a 10% more or more drop from a recent peak. Now, this can be in the stock market, as it's mostly understood as, but also in a bond market, real estate, you know, anything else you could think of. I assume golf balls, too. If golf balls come down 10%, I'll be happy, but it can really happen in any market. And a correction happens every 2 years on average, like we said, with an average drawdown of 13% and lasts about 2 months. So a 20% drop or more is known as a bear market. Bear markets typically happen every 3 to 5 years and average a drawdown about 33%. These last approximately 1 year. So it's been said that there are three knowns in the world: death, taxes, and market corrections. So definitely be expecting more of those coming along. So what are we to do in these situations was what we're after here. Remember your time frame, as Malia just discussed. So if you retire right now and you're in your 60s, you're looking at a 20 or 30 year retirement and have plenty of time to recover as long as you stay invested. So with these numbers, a person retiring today could actually expect to see 10 or 15 market corrections over your retirement. So it's important to keep this in mind when the next correction comes along, knowing that history has always rewarded those who stay invested. As John Templeton said, the four most dangerous words in investing are "this time it's different," meaning don't get caught up in the crisis of the day and stick to your plan. And as we discussed before, Malia said that the S&P 500 has gained value in the last 40 of the last 50 years, generating an average return of just over 10%. So to put this return into perspective, according to Fidelity Investments, if you invested $10,000 in the S&P 500 in 1980 and stayed fully invested through March of 2020, you would have close to $700,000. If you miss just the five best days over this 40-year period, you would only have $432,000. If you miss the 10 best days over this 40-year period, you would only have $313,000, which is less than half of the fully invested individual. It's pretty incredible when you think about it. 10 days over 40 years, what that can do potentially to your portfolio and not staying invested.
Really.
And finally, remember, you don't actually lose any money when the market declines unless you sell your shares.
Yeah, that's really important stuff to keep in mind as well. And those numbers are that is absolutely amazing when you see for people. I know there are those people that say, I don't do it, but I did it once here, once there. It can have pretty substantial consequences over the long haul. Talking this morning with Nate Bribe and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. If you've got a question, got time to get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget about the website, KlossFinancial.com. That's KlossFinancial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Coming up, we'll head on over to the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. We will also do the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week and take your call as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial here, 1310 WIBA, Money in Motion, joined by Malia Cuevas and Nate Bribe. Of course, they are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. You can learn more about Nate, Malia, the whole team at Kloss Financial on the website, KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. You can also submit a question online to be answered in our Money in Motion Listener Question Corner, and we'll get to Jason's question in just a moment. Also, don't forget about their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number, 442-5637. Mention the opportunity as well to get your email read on air at KlossFinancial.com. As a matter of fact, Jason wrote in for the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. He says, next year I'm turning 72, and I understand that I have to take out my minimum distributions from my IRA. Just a couple of questions. What if I don't want to take more out than the minimum, or what if I don't want to take the minimum out? Great question, Jason.
Yeah, this is a great question. And so just to bring everyone up to speed, when we talk about required minimum distributions, the acronym for that is RMDs. So we talk about those a lot here. Sometimes you hear them as MRDs, just for clarification. But most people have been thinking about them for a while because they've heard like at 70 and a half they were supposed to do that, and that used to be the situation. But in 2020, that age actually did get adjusted to age 72. So Jason's year have perked up. That's good timing on that. So remember, your required minimum distribution is just exactly that. It's the minimum that you're expected to withdraw from your retirement accounts each year, starting at the age of 72. So the reason the IRS is requiring you do this is because tax was never collected on that money that you put away into those retirement accounts when you did that. Some people feel like, you know, I paid taxes all these years, and now why do I have to pay it again? And why are they forcing it out? Nobody likes to be forced. We all know that. So I want to be specific with Jason's question here. You can withdraw more than the minimum required amount. And for many people, they're already withdrawing money from their retirement accounts. And so they come to us and they go, you know what, I'm going to have to take out, you know, my RMDs this year. And we're like, well, actually, you've already been taking out more than enough, you know, so it's not even is a non-issue is what I'm trying to say. But what you have to remember is as you're taking this money out, in this case, RMDs, your withdrawals will be included in your taxable income. So that's kind of a surprise to people, but you will be paying taxes as it comes out, hence why the IRS wants you to get it out. The RMD is calculated by taking the final figure or your account balance of the previous December 31st. And what they do is they take that number. They use this table called the Uniform Lifetime Table. And that table is actually being revised. What a surprise. Everything's being revised, and it's going to go live next year, January 1st. And essentially what it's done is they, after 20 years, finally revised the Uniform Lifetime Table because they found, guess what, life expectancy has increased more than 2% or 1.6 years for all Americans. And so when we're looking at spreading out this for your life expectancy and adequately taking out the necessary taxes, hence the adjustment. So finally, just to mention with what he said, if I don't want to take my money out, which we don't hear that too often, what's going to happen? I don't want to take that RMD out. You'll actually pay a penalty on the amount that you were supposed to have taken out and paid taxes on it. So it doesn't mean you have to spend this money. You just have to pay the taxes on it. You can reinvest it, which many of our clients do. And then at that point, it grows again. And yes, you will pay capital gains because it is kind of a tax situation here. Just understand that if you don't take that out, you're going to be penalized 50% of the amount you were supposed to take out. And nobody wants to give that money back. Thanks for the question, Jason.
Great question. And I know we've done some great programs as well involving RMDs. And you can, of course, listen to those online at klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. You can also submit a question like Jason did as well on the website and sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Again, the website, klaasfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number, 442-5637. Hold on to that number as well, because it's time now for the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. Just a moment, I'll ask you the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Klaas Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Cabela's. This week's Klaas Quiz Question of the Week is this. The S&P 500 has over the past 50 years averaged what amount? Is it 5% or 10%? Telephone number 442-5637. First caller with that correct answer will win this week's prize. And of course, that is Klaas Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for the initial get to know you appointment at Klaas Financial. It is complimentary. Again, the number 442-5637. Malia, Nate, great talking with you. Nate, great to get to know you. You guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Sean.
See you guys. And of course, we'll get a check of news next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial. Money, money, money.